This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Self-driving vehicle technology is still in its infancy, but the technology has been piloted in a number of cities. Now, a university in North Carolina says it's working on plans to use self-driving shuttles to transport students. Cole Del Charco visited the campus in Greensboro to find out more.
It all started with an idea for a senior design project.
I woke up one day and I was like, yeah, I kind of want to do a small-scale RC car.
RC is in remote control. At the time, Daniel Tobias was an undergraduate at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, one of the historically black colleges and universities in North Carolina. Tobias was getting bored writing papers at the lab he worked in. So for the project, he convinced his research director to let him make a remote-controlled car one-tenth the size of an average car. After graduating, he moved to Detroit to work in the auto industry with Fiat Chrysler. Now, he's back as a graduate student studying data science at NCA&T.
It's been a very rewarding, I would say, career path. You get involved in the mechanical aspects, electrical and computer science.
And now, on campus at his alma mater, Tobias is working on an autonomous shuttle for students. I'm speaking with him beside a 2-mile rural autonomous vehicle test track. It's part of the school's autonomous vehicle lab. Professor Ali Karamadini leads the research and helped Tobias with that first project. In one half of the lab, there's a whiteboard, desks, and computers. In the other half, 6 autonomous vehicles.
Low-speed vehicles for, let's say, campus, downtown, and so on. We also have higher-speed vehicles that are more appropriate for longer distance travel, let's say highways and some other areas.
Karamadini and the team are analyzing data from one of many test runs. The goal is to build shuttles that will transport students, but also serve as a model for communities.
Our focus is in public transportation and the way that we can develop autonomous vehicle technology for public transportation.
In the fall, they're hoping to launch 4 6-passenger vehicles to take students around campus and downtown. The team is working with the city of Greensboro, along with the North Carolina Department of Transportation and others, to test whether this kind of project is feasible. It's one of many similar plans in the works across the U.S.
There are a number of states that are developing executive orders or even legalizing deployment of automated vehicles, kind of creating that sort of incentive.
Frank Dalma co-authored a study analyzing all of those plans. He researches transportation at the University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs. Dalma says autonomous vehicles could improve or harm social equity for disadvantaged groups. He sees 2 possible futures, one where AVs create a stronger transit system for all, or another where private vehicles make getting around more difficult.
Developing policies to address specific inequities or underserved communities has not been really articulated in many of these policies so far.
Tobias, the North Carolina A&T student who just finished his graduate degree, says he wants to help solve those equity problems, starting with students at his school.
A&T in downtown Greensboro, it's close but still far.
And it's not an easy walk. So for students who don't have cars, an autonomous shuttle could make it possible to commute to a job or just buy groceries off campus. In Greensboro, I'm Cole Del Charco for Marketplace.